Michael Grassman started playing drums at 12 years of age, and by high school, he was joining every type of ensemble he could, including jazz bands, marching bands, ensembles, garage bands, eventually touring bands. Jeez. In 2013, Michael opened Soundcheck Entertainment and studios to provide lessons in quality production to local area musicians. And fast forward 10 years, and Michael has assembled a community building machine with plenty of room to grow. Michael J. Grassman, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, guys. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I got to ask you about this. You had the coolest post today. We've shared it on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page because you talked about AM radio, and we want to know, is your dad able to listen tonight?
Then he better be. I think he got his transistor out too and started listening to Brown Eyed Girl again. So, yeah. I think he's excited.
Excellent.
He's out there in Milwaukee listening on WAUK AM 540.
Mm-hmm. Out of Waukesha, right?
That's right. Got it.
Hey, Michael, tell us a little about yourself. From 12 years old to now, who is Michael Grassman?
Oh, that's an existential question. I guess I would probably have to. It's hard to say because my whole career has just, every year it changes. It changes from one thing to another. You know, what are my goals this year? What am I, what did I want to leave off on last year to the next year? But I just know that somewhere in me for the longest time was always just wanting to leave an impact on the scene. Wisconsin, Milwaukee, even into Madison, if I can, keep expanding it. But there just was this desire inside of me to not just be a musician who played and called it a day, or even making a living at it. It had to be something that forced some sort of change or left a stain on the scene so that, good and left it better than when I got here. So, yeah, that's just who I am now.
Left a stain on the scene. I'm writing that down because I'm going to steal that line somehow.
I like it a
lot. I like it too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Michael, I want to hear. I went to the website or the Facebook page, got a little information, but tell us about Soundcheck Entertainment and what inspired you to start this business.
Yeah. So, in 2013, I was teaching at a couple different locations around the town, and I really just. It kind of reflects into who I am now is I just don't like working for other people. So I want to have some sort of control over, I sound like a great team player, don't I? No, but I just want to have a little bit of control over my own destiny. And so I started my own little music school and I got a bunch of people that I knew that were teaching to come on board. And, now what that was like the Soundcheck Studios. And now, 10 years later, we're on our second location. We've grown a bit. Owner of a building now. Teach six other instructors are there. But also within there was this also the production side, and that's the Soundcheck Entertainment, which grew out of nowhere, especially our rental business, but production for events and weddings and DJs and bands and sound guys. And I had this network of people that I knew, and I just kept looking for markets to expand into for, ways to keep the lights on. But then that just turned into this other thing, like working with the venues. And it just turned into this other thing of, now I've got an ability to bring bands together with venues and bring sound guys together and try to just keep everybody, working as a network in a community rather than just being all sink or swim on your own.
Yeah. What a good collaboration you are doing. Really?
Yeah. It's just, I try to talk in the words we a lot just because think that I can't do anything without my team and without the network of people that we've amassed. I've got, just dozens and dozens and dozens of contacts that were like, let's put them to use. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure we're all working in the scene and being successful.
Well, Rocker, he mentioned those venues. There's seven that he's working with in the Milwaukee area, including, I love this, the club, Paulie's Pub and Eatery in West Allis. We featured them on a recent Bar Notes because they started transporting people by shuttle to go see live music all around Milwaukee. I think that is incredible. And of course, you also booked for Maddie's in Waukesha. How in the heck do you have enough time to do all of this?
It's all Google Sheets.
Oh, we get that.
I pride myself, I'm not perfect, but I pride myself on, you know, if something comes in, you write it down immediately. Mm-hmm. I hate things. I hate conflicts. I hate mistakes because it's obviously just so, you know, our time is valuable, and our time is, you know, our time to play shows is the time away from family and planning events. So if I screw it up, I feel like I'm screwing up other people's lives. So I take it really seriously. You know, my calendar myself, it's, you know, I have 100 and some shows left this year, and I got to make sure that I'm organizing properly for everybody, because if I don't, it falls apart. Then it's all for nothing. Yeah. So
that's part of it. Michael from Soundcheck Entertainment is joining us here on Max Inc. Radio. Michael, we've been talking about matinee shows quite a bit. In fact, we're launching a matinee music series here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. What's your opinion about getting some matinee shows in the Milwaukee or Waukesha area? And do you think the fan base in those communities would like the matinee shows?
I'm going to tell you flat out that we've been doing that for a while at Pauly's with our Sunday Fun Day shows.
Oh, yeah. Sunday Fun Day.
Nice.
I've seen them all over town now, and I'm happy. We didn't invent it, but it's fun to see that it's flourishing.
We invented it here.
I love the matinee shows. I mean, we've had Sunday shows that felt like Saturday nights. Ooh. I mean, that's almost every week now. All our Sunday shows, and you know, the bar's packed, dance floor's full. And you just gotta, you know, you gotta find the right bands on the right Sundays. And you can't just throw them all in there, but you gotta find the right ones that work. So yeah. I love these shows.
This is cool to talk to you because you are someone that I'm sure a lot of other people are going to want to get to know and work with, which is really important in this whole thing, isn't it? How do we keep up with Soundcheck Entertainment and Michael Grassman online? What's the best places?
Oh, just, you know, websites, and you Google all those names, like Facebook. I do have a Facebook, my own music page, Michael James Grassman Music. I try to do a lot of creative videos, creative cover videos that I do. And then the Soundcheck Entertainment is on online as well. So it's easy to find us.
Awesome.
Michael, thank you so much for the information. I'm glad we learned about Soundcheck Entertainment tonight. Mm-hmm. Because I'm always searching for new music to play on Max Inc. Radio. And, you know, when I can go to kind of one place like Soundcheck Entertainment and see what you're booking and see what bands you're bringing in, kind of helps that out, you know?
It really does. Great idea.
Keep in touch, man. When you get big shows, let us know what's going on.
Oh, wait. Happy birthday, right?
That's
to your
right.
daughter, Nora. Oh my gosh, we hear she's just 4 years old today.
I know, it's her birthday. She's going to bed right now.
Oh, so no.
This is her bedtime story.
Oh.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it so much.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. And give her a happy birthday kiss from all of us.
All right.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks, Michael. Michael from Soundcheck Entertainment. Let's do some brand new People Brothers band right now. Talk about awesomeness.